In the matter of drugs, Singapore maintains the capital punishment, and a number of Malaysians has been, you know, hanged. So was this among the issues discussed?
It was not a matter that was raised or discussed during our meetings, but Singapore's strong and tough stance against drugs is very clear. We have maintained that position for a very long time. There is strong support for Singaporeans for that position too. It's a position we take because we really want to ensure that Singaporeans can grow up in an environment where we are free from drugs and where parents and families and children would never be subject to the fears and the problems that are associated with drugs. That's the approach we have taken, and that's the approach that Singapore will continue to take.
Drug menace is a problem, even in Malaysia. We have traditionally taken a very strong stance, although we've amended the issue of a mandatory death sentence. But if the case is taken up through due process in Singapore, the legal process, I mean, of course, the right of families to appeal, I'm not concerned about it, for compassion or whatever. But then for a government, Malaysian government, we do recognize the importance of taking very tough stance against drug menace because it has created unbearable hardship and difficulties for many of our people. So that's why even if we need to raise based on compassion on some related issues, we must recognize the fact that the due process has been respected here. You have followed the, you know, due legal process and the right to for defense. And once it is decided by the courts, we as a country respect that. Now, I'm not suggesting, therefore, that families cannot appeal. But no way should I give any indication that we are tolerating or condoning drug trade or related issues, because we all too take very strong stance at it. But that is why I truly understand and appreciate the tough stance on the part of the Singapore government.